Government leaders in India scrap an anti-conversion bill. Christians help build trust and alleviate suffering in Pakistan's quake zone. And MAF gears up to move their headquarters. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. India tops the news today. What began as an effort to create a Hindu nationalist state has backfired. Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India's Dave Straver says militant Hindus were trying to enforce Tamil Nadu's anti-conversion law because a temporary repeal had never been ratified. It appears they misjudged legislative sympathies.
Those people who want to guarantee freedom of religion and get rid of this law for good have actually put that law through the parliament of the state of Tamil Nadu, and the state legislative assembly officially passed a bill repealing once and for all this anti-conversion law.
Neighboring states still enforce their anti-conversion law, Stravers says, but ministry continues in spite of it.
Because of the boldness of Christians who refuse to be intimidated by laws and by threats, the church is growing rapidly in Orissa. So we need to pray that, like the apostles of the New Testament, Christian believers will take courage, trust God, and witness boldly.
Meanwhile, World Vision is finishing a groundbreaking aid distribution to an isolated tribal area of Pakistan. Villages in the northwest frontier province were off limits to outsiders for centuries. But after the devastation of last October's earthquake, tribal leaders issued a desperate plea for outside intervention for the first time in living memory. World Vision responded through a Pakistani organization to provide $2 million in aid to help 100,000 people. Pray that God would continue opening doors in Pakistan. You're listening to Mission Network News. In the midst of the poverty, unrest, and violence that plagues Haiti, one ministry hopes to provide hope and a future for Haitian orphans. Bethany Christian Service's new Haiti adoption program is seeing amazing response already. Several families have started the adoption process, and Bethany's excited to offer the opportunity to provide forever families to these precious Haitian children. Many children still need families of their own. Go to our website for information. Next, after 60 years of Mission Aviation Fellowship being headquartered in California, MAF is moving to Idaho. MAF's president Kevin Swanson says economics forced them to make the decision.
Unfortunately, the cost of living, the cost of doing business here in California has just increased to the place where we're saying, you know, it's not good stewardship for us to continue to stay in such an expensive environment. And God has opened doors for us up there in Idaho. We are anticipating a significant savings in organizational overhead.
MAF projects a savings of up to $1 million a year, which Swanson says translates into more ministry.
One of our typical flight programs overseas would run between $400,000 and $500,000 for a year. So we could conceivably start one or two new MAF flight programs overseas with the first year savings.
The official dedication is September 23rd. And Ghana's people face persistent unemployment and underemployment. Together, these two issues undermine the country's growth. The key, says Oasis International's Ambrose Brennan, is training. He's speaking from the Oasis International Training Center in Ghana, West Africa.
There's a need for employable skills, and many times people in Prom and some of the village areas don't have access to the schools as people in the capital of Accra or the port of Tema would have, which is the reason we believe God put us in this village.
Many of the students also pursue Bible studies, which directly impacts their community for Christ. But with growth comes challenge. Brennan explains.
Transportation is a real problem. Most of the people here would have to travel by taxi. So we're really praying that God could supply us with a bus or a small van, somewhere where we could transport the students here to the center.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. International Aid is making available Charles Billingsley's CD, Enduring Treasures, Timeless Hymns for Today. It's a free gift that we hope will draw you into a closer relationship with Christ. It's available by calling 1-800-995-4828 or by going to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.